Order!
Order! Order!
For a change, this week in the House began without the government taking urgency, although that's likely to come on Thursday, according to the Shadow Leader of the House, Labour's Darren Hughes.
I understand from media reports that the House will once again be going into urgency this Thursday to consider the Emissions Trading Scheme Amendment Bill, and I wondered if the Leader of the House could give us an indication as to when that bill might be available for the public, for the media and for the Members of Parliament to consider that bill before it is debated in the House on Thursday.
But the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, wouldn't go beyond saying that the bill would be introduced as soon as possible, although that didn't prevent the opposition asking the government questions about its emissions trading scheme legislation, including this one for Acting Prime Minister Bill English from Opposition Leader Phil Goff.
Why is the government prepared to spend what others, independent commentators, have estimated as billions of dollars of taxpayers' money to subsidise polluters when it's going to slash adult education by 80% for the sake of just $16 million?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, look, it's one thing for the opposition to make extravagant claims, and that's, I guess, the job of the opposition. But if the Labor Party really are putting a priority on getting a broad agreement on the emissions trading system, then they need to put up their propositions, which I presume would take billions of dollars off these industries and export the jobs that go with them.
Mr Goff also had this question for the Acting Prime Minister.
What will the deal to get Maori Party support for the emissions trading scheme cost the taxpayer, and who will benefit from that expenditure?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, as the member knows, there are ongoing discussions with the Maori Party. But I'd make this point. If the member really is interested in considered discussion about the emissions trading system, he has every opportunity to take part in that discussion, and that might be better for the country than making extravagant...
Order, order, order.
The Speaker said he wasn't happy with the Acting Prime Minister's answer.
Now, on this occasion, the Leader of the Opposition asked a perfectly straight question. The Minister, in responding, either has information about the cost of an agreement reached or he doesn't. The House would appreciate receiving the information and certainly does not appreciate, with a straight question like that, a lecture to the questioner.
But Mr Ingley said he could only repeat his previous answer,
which was that there are ongoing discussions with the Maori Party.
But that failed to satisfy Mr Goff.
Mr Speaker, that clearly didn't answer the question, which is what will this deal cost? The Minister, in negotiating the deal, must have some idea of what it was going to cost, otherwise he would have been totally irresponsible in making the deal.
The Speaker agreed.
I hear the point the member's made, and either the Minister has information about the cost of an agreement entered into or no agreement's been entered into. But either way, I think the House does deserve an answer to a straight question. I've been trying to encourage straight questions. A straight question has been asked, and I think the House does deserve an answer.
Well, Mr Speaker, I can only repeat the answer I've already given. There's ongoing discussions. There isn't final information about cost.
There were also questions for the Minister for Climate Change Issues, Nick Smith. They included a patsy from one of his own national backbenchers.
Heke parata.
Tēnā koe, Mr Speaker. Tēnā tātou te whare. To the Minister, how does New Zealand's revised ETS compare internationally, noting that Jeanette Fitzsimon says in response to the changes that when she goes to Copenhagen, she will wear a sign around her neck, quote, ashamed to be a New Zealander, unquote.
Mr Speaker, Jeanette Fitzsimons actually needs to consider the facts. New Zealand, on the 1st of July 2010, will have the first ETS up and running outside of Europe, and it will cover more sectors than the European scheme. We are also the first country in the world to include forestry in 2008, and we're the very first country in the world to have a plan for introducing agriculture in 2015. If we can settle our ETS by December, we will be at the front end of international action on climate change and actually have the most comprehensive ETS of any country in the world.
Finally, back to Bill English, who had this response to an interjection from Trevor Mallard.
Oh, this is the bit where Trevor yells for the TV camera.
That's right. That's right.
Every day. Yeah. Come on, Trevor. Come on. Same script.
I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.